They like to call it the Hot Winter Romance Special. 30 to 45% off. The biggest savings they've had on any special. They've slashed rates for evening and weekends. You can drive around in style on the sedan, SUV, limo trips for the entire month of February. Romance isn't limited for just one day in February, although they have plenty of availability for Valentine's Day. Make sure and make the call today to Best Transportation, 314-989-1500, or go to besttransportation.com.
At TaxAct.com, your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com. You got this.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Can you hear that pitter pat?
I thought we weren't supposed to talk or sing.
You know what? That's right. Oh man, that's right.
Life can be so sweet.
Now I've already ruined the whole opening of the show. Now the whole show will be no good. We've already set the tone. What the heck? We've already messed it up now.
I'm not afraid because we rule the...
Over 500 girls have had sex with you. How do you explain the attraction?
Just look at me.
Oh, man.
I miss those two. Beavis and Butthead. I like them.
On the sunny side of the street.
Yeah. Shirley Temple's dead.
Yeah. I didn't know she was still alive.
Well, you're stupid.
I guess so. I thought she would have been older than 85, too.
For anybody who is, I don't know, under 45 or whatever, and you've never, for whatever reason, never been exposed to Shirley Temple movies, do yourself a favor. And here's the other thing. Do your kids a favor, little kids. There's never been a kid who even came close to Shirley Temple. First of all, name me any real notable kid actors. Macaulay Culkin, sorry. Mm. That little kid, what a horrible actor. And you can't do it. You can't name Dakota Fanning, pretty good actress, but not even close.
No.
Peon, have you seen any Shirley Temple movies?
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's the most infectious, you sit there and you go, how in the world could a kid, a little bitty kid, dance like that and sing like that? And I mean really sing and carry a tune and the expressions, her camera presence, she was born to be in front of the
camera. And it'll never happen again because of the laws nowadays. I mean, from what she went through, I mean, she was working probably 14-hour days.
Yeah, and granted, that maybe wasn't right, but boy, did it produce some tremendous product. And yeah, I agree with you. We'll never see the likes of her again. And it's interesting how somebody who's that much of a standout as a kid, once she got older, her appeal just diminished because that's what people liked, was that cute little girl. She became 12, 14 years old, and she wasn't that little girl. She was still cute. But I don't understand how a kid could ever pick up the dance steps. There's a scene in one of those, man, I don't know much about Shirley Temple movies, but there's a scene with her dancing to, was it Bojangles, what's his name, or somebody, a black man, and they're dancing. It's unbelievable. And I don't even remember the movie it was from. But when she made those faces, like she was...
Oh, I know.
You just want to start, like, go through the TV and hug her or something. Dead at 83. 85. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll also talk about today... there's a scene... There was an episode in Homeland where this guy, Brody, who had been turned by terrorists and was back in the United States, there's a scene in there where he kills the vice president, by somehow hacking into his pacemaker and causing him to die. Yeah, there he is, hacking right there. This actually is a problem. Beyond gave me an article that there are hackers who figured out how to get on a computer and drop you like a sack of potatoes by screwing your pacemaker up. I mean, you could be in another part of the world. They could be over across the ocean, and you could be out. You can be out getting your mail, drop dead, because some guy on a computer disabled your pacemaker. Isn't that scary? That's weird. Do we have any Burke segment today?
I do.
All right, like to introduce you. You never know; somebody may have just tuned in and don't have any idea what this show is. This is our control board operator, and he's a married man, lives in Shrewsbury, Missouri, has a real cute, nice wife named Angela, no children. I believe he has erectile dysfunction, but he won't talk about that. And she's really nice. They love to just stand for hours and hours in the swimming pool about neck high or chest high on vacation.
Yeah.
And talk to people from the pool. And other than that, they've been married. How long have you been married?
5 years. It was just 5 years last week.
2 years away from the 7-year itch.
Yeah.
She'll get it before you do. And they're kind enough to allow us to be part of that wedding, part meaning we attended it, on a beautiful beach in, was it Mexico or Jamaica?
It was Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Fantastic wedding. And he's our control board operator. And now he is with his contribution to the Burke segment. Take it away, Pia.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
Did you see or hear about the Samuel L. Jackson interview yesterday?
Yes. And by the way, shame on Samuel L. Jackson. He took his side of it way too far.
Well, I think he was being funny, too. But
it wasn't funny. The man made a mistake. He made a mistake, and Jackson didn't have to just keep ragging him about it. I just thought Samuel L. Jackson, once he made his point, he should have let it go.
Yes, but I have the audio. I thought it was funny. And, the guy is an entertainment reporter, and he should know his job.
He should have known better. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, he's interviewing Samuel L. Jackson.
Here, you want to display it?
Well, but don't we need to set it up so they'll know what the question meant? So, for those who don't know, I forgot the other guy's name already.
Lawrence Fishburne. He must get it a lot. And I don't know if
Fishburne was in a Super Bowl commercial.
Yes.
And this reporter's talking to Jackson, and for a moment, he thinks, I guess he's talking to Fish, but go ahead, play it.
I tell you what, you working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? I've admitted my mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
You're exactly right.
We all black and famous.
You are
we all
guilty.
Don't look alike.
I am guilty. I am guilty.
He thought you were Bob Dylan.
Right.
You're the entertainment reporter?
I know.
You're the entertainment reporter for this station?
Flog.
And you don't know the difference between me and Lawrence Fishburne?
My mistake. I apologize. Gosh. Really, my big mistake. Let's talk about...
That must be a very short line for your job.
I'll say it probably would not be hard to get another person to sit right here. Let's talk about RoboCop.
Oh, hell no.
Really? Really?
I apologize.
I'm the other guy.
But,
I'm the other guy. The I other know. One. What's in your wallet?
Right. That's it. Exactly right.
There's more than one black guy doing a commercial.
There it is. No question about that.
What's in your wallet, black guy.
Okay.
He's the car black guy.
There it is.
Morgan Freeman is the other credit card black guy. You only hear his voice, though. So there. You probably won't confuse him with Lawrence Fishburne.
You're 100% right. To RoboCop,
there's
you
a heavyweight black guy that's like putting cash down in the seats in a baseball stadium. But he's also the black guy that turns off the house, the water, and the lights when his kid tells him the house is cool. I'm not that guy either.
Do we want to do a list of all the people that you're not?
And I've actually never done a McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial. I know that's surprising.
Right. Fair enough.
Oh, man.
To the original...
And I'm the only black guy in RoboCop that's not a criminal.
Okay.
Other than Michael K. White.
Were you a fan of the Peter Weller version?
Yes.
I thought it was funny. I think it was.
It was funny, and he didn't. He wasn't nasty to the reporter, but I don't know.
And I think it must be a, you know, he must get that a lot. I think they must get confused a lot. So I think he was just fed up on this certain day.
Oh man,
being confused with Lawrence Fisher.
There have been white actors that I used, and I'm trying to remember who they were, and I used to confuse one for the other. I'm sure there have been black actors I confused one for the other. It just seemed to me that what the man did was he confused him for another actor. He turned it into too much of a black issue for me, and I know he did it in a fun way, but it was, does that make sense? It was too black. He's the one that kept saying, that's another black guy, and this is another black guy. I've confused, look, Tobey Maguire and Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't know if those are the, but there were two people I used to confuse a lot. It had nothing to do with race. It's just that their mannerisms and they'd done some similar things. It was funny. It was funny.
No, I don't think he was being too nasty with the guy.
He could have been a real jerk about it.
Oh, right,
it, but,
yeah.
But you're right. He did it in a fun way. I just thought it was a bit much of the,
but you're the entertainment reporter. You should know who you're interviewing. Man,
no, I agree. And the guy was genuinely embarrassed and sorry.
I think he knew who he was interviewing. He didn't realize that that was Lawrence Fishburne. He thought that was him.
See, that's what I think. The commercial. Yeah, he knew he was interviewing Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. He just thought that was Samuel L. Jackson. What else you got?
Nope, that was it.
All right. That deserves a round of applause. That was
pretty funny.
You don't often get applause on the Burke Center. No. So it's hard to get.
That's something.
Dan, do you have anything?
No, nothing.
All right, let me just make a note. Not a team player.
Okay.
No contribution from Dan.
Oh, you know what? I will
11th
say.
Of February.
Oh, I will say something.
Oh, all of a sudden, he's got something.
No, I will say something. Last night, I went to a hockey game, and right now, the high school teams are in the playoffs. Oakville played Chaminade. Oakville got knocked out of the playoffs last night, but they played a game, and I don't. I just learned about all of this like playoff stuff, to where they play a tournament and they play the best two out of three games. And Chaminade won the other night. Oakville won last night. But then after that game last night, they play a 10-minute mini game to decide who moves on in the playoffs. And then if no one scores in that 10-minute mini game, then they have a shootout. And they went to a shootout last night. The rink was absolutely packed. More students there than I've ever seen before. And everybody was really great. But the hockey is tremendous. The high school hockey right now, the pros are off right now because of the break for the Olympics and everything. So if you're looking for something to do and you're a huge huge hockey fan.
Easy for you.
Yeah. A huge hockey fan. Go out to a high school hockey game because they're in the playoffs right now, and it's cost $5 to get in. But, man, it is really, really good hockey. I am just blown away at how good these kids are. And that's it. That's all I have to say. But good for Oakville.
That's not really, you know, Burke segment stuff. You're just trying to save your job because you've got so many black marks on your. I'm looking at your column now.
I do.
2, 3. These are like demerits. Hang on.
Wait a minute.
12, 14. You got 18 demerits in the last month.
Oh.
Hold on here.
And I think you're well aware of the fact that 20 and you're off the show.
I have.
And we're only not even halfway through the month, and you've only got two more demerits left, and you're off the show.
Now,
you're getting nervous, so you're trying to make something seem like a Burke segment contribution.
Now, the Burke segment that you
put. Are you looking at your notes now?
Yeah, it said anything goes, and then 15 minutes in, then we're down to business. Something like that. I don't know what it was.
No, you know, you've got, let me look at my notes. Definition of the Burke segment. Burke segment is a segment of the show that was originally an idea that Frank's history teacher had in Waterloo, Illinois, where for 15 minutes people could talk about, there it is, anything they wanted to talk about. You know what? You're right. I'm taking the demerit off because you did contribute, and you're right. There you go.
Here, wait a minute here.
First segment's officially closed.
That's now a memo from... Oh, no, it's management. No, that's okay, that doesn't mean anything.
Phone calls. Joe Hipperson will not join us today. He has some issue, so we will do the CDs and the DVDs Thursday. So Thursday is normally the day where we get to take a whole bunch of phone calls. Guess what?
Now
that day is going to be today. So today we are wide open. You want to talk about the Olympics? You want to talk about Shirley Temple? We don't care. I'll give you the numbers now, and then we'll get this show on the road. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll free. And this one has fewer lines coming in, but if the other's busy, jump, see if you can get in this one. 888-550-KTRS. Call us now. It's going to be a fun day. We're on the way to a very gradual warm-up, even into and around 50 degrees. Within the next week. So once again, 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Let's say hello to John. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. AM and PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Hey, I probably missed out on Beatle Talk yesterday.
Oh, we had Beatle Talks for a few days, but we're never done if you're not done. What do you want to add?
Well, I've been an avid fan. I'm almost 50. So my brother's, my musical teeth was cut on the Beatles. And it's amazing how after 50 years that their music is still relevant and just still stands today. But I seen in a news thing not too long ago, and I didn't know this, that the Beatles, and maybe you talked about this, the Beatles had a direct result with all of the MRIs that are in the hospitals today.
How's that?
Here it comes.
No, listen, I'm dead serious. EMI back in the 60s, which was the Beatles' record company, had a division of research and development and electronics, and there was a gentleman that was trying to develop a machine that can do body scans, but he couldn't come up with the money. EMI didn't have the money, but lo and behold, the Beatles came and started selling records, and suddenly all this money started being funneled into EMI Industries and allowed him to continue his development. And lo and behold, he came up with the MRIs, and the rest, what you say, is history.
So the Beatles have saved lives, actually. Saved people's
lives.
That
is exactly right.
Wow. We just think of musicians as lifesavers.
Yeah.
So they, they had a lot more things that came about because of their music, just besides the music. But next time you see an MRI machine, you can thank the Beatles for that.
Well, now, see, John, just when we thought we'd covered everything about the Beatles there was to cover, here you came.
Well, I'm glad I was able to contribute to the all-knowing knowledge show that is the AM and the PM show.
Well, and a great contribution it was. John, thank you.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
All right. Well, there's a learning show. We've said it many times. Randy's next. We'll take a couple before we have to break. Randy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Frank?
I've never been better. What's up?
Good. AM in the PM.
That's good. That's good to hear.
So I was asking a request to Dan earlier for you. If the next time that you had John Landoff on, as this critic did to Sam Jackson, if you could tell John how much you liked him in that AT&T ripoff commercial, he goes, "No, that was Weber." It's like, I don't know, you can't part this and look alike to me.
Oh my God.
Or I could say, John, I love it when you go on TV and go, "Hi, John Landoff." Or the way you always laugh, "Hi, John Landoff." Yeah. Yeah, no, that's another. That's another car dealer.
Raise a big stink in some kind of special interest car.
I don't know that he would really find that very funny.
Because, I don't even know if he'd really get it right at first.
Well, I wouldn't have said that, I don't even in a roundabout way calling attention to another dealer. These dealers are very competitive.
He'll look at it as a business thing and not a joke thing.
He'd take it as business, but we'll take it under advisement. All right. All right, Randy. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Yeah, I don't want to break yet. Let's talk to Brian. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Hello, Frank. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thank you. What can we do for you?
I was just making a comment that, you know, Valentine's Day is coming Friday, and
what?
You know, some, you, that's what I heard. It's a rumor. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
But anyway.
Usually I take my wife to White Castle, make reservations.
You're a good husband, man. That's a good husband.
That's a very, very fun event. Decided to do something a little different. There is this company called Tenacious Eats, and what they do is they show movies, and then they serve you a 4 or 5 course dinner that's related to the movie.
Whoa.
Huh.
And
so, like, if you're watching, if you're watching a gangster movie, they'd bring a big Italian, you know, maybe the same thing as the guys were eating in the gangster movie, that kind of thing.
Right, something like that. Well, right. Tomorrow they're having the Princess Bride, and I've not really looked at the menu yet, but it's 6 courses and 6 cocktails, and they've got 2 live bands that are going on for tomorrow night and the night after. And I thought, what a cool idea to have a movie that relates to the food and vice versa. But anyway, Tenacious Eats is the name of the company that does that.
Now you're plugging this company. Is this a local place?
Yes, it's a local place.
Do you own it?
No, I've never been there, actually.
So it's kind of like the dinner theater places, in a way.
Yeah.
It's a theme. Except and
watching a movie. Yeah.
I never heard of it. Hmm. Never heard of it because they don't advertise on this show. It means nobody's ever heard
of
it. But now they got at least a plug from you. That's a great idea. That's a great different Valentine. What does this cost?
Well, it's 6 courses, I think, and 6 cocktails for $65.
6 cocktails?
A person? Yeah. $65 a person.
A person, yeah.
And each person has 6 drinks? Nobody's driving home, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Well, I'm serious. Not. I mean, you literally, man, nobody could drive home. That's a lot of drinks.
I don't know how they could.
But are you sure you got that part right? That doesn't even sound legal.
Or is it 3 apiece?
Yeah, it can't
Maybe
be.
It is.
Yeah, it can't be 6 cocktails apiece.
It can't be. But
they'd have to take everybody down stretchers out.
Hey, honey, let's go.
Happy Valentine's
Day. No kidding.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Anyway,
thank you for sharing that with us.
But anyway.
All right, Brian.
Wow.
Yeah, 3-time offender.
You know what? He owns the place.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's his business, I think. I'm going to do one more. I know we're supposed to break. I'm going to talk to Keith. Keith, how you doing?
Hey, Frank. How you doing today, man?
Great, man.
Hey, you remember in the past, remember when Brooke Shields was growing up? I think Bob Hope always had her on his show.
Yes, he did.
Always come out and be the cute little darling dancer thing. And, you know, I think they tried taking off from that. That didn't work out very well, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a hard act to follow. My mom, I remember my mom telling me she used to go, when she was younger, her dad would go to the tavern and she would sing and dance. She looked just like her. She had the curly hair. He would dress her up like her. This is probably back in, I think she was born in 42, so she was like 1948, 1950. She would dance in the bars and they'd pay her nickels and they would pay for his drinking at the bar.
Yeah, I don't think Brooke Shields was ever meant to be, even though her mother was a stage mom. I don't think she was ever put out there to be another Shirley Temple, but she did start modeling at a very young age, and when she did that Blue Lagoon, that horrible movie, she was like 13 or 14 or something. Here's a quick story. I sat at a pool in Denver, Colorado, sitting out by the swimming pool next to Brooke Shields. She was 15 years old. She was 15, and I was 27, 28. And she was there with her mom, just sitting at the pool. And she was there promoting Blue Lagoon, that movie. They were on like a promotion tour. And I look over and I thought, holy cow, it's Brooke Shields. And then sure enough, I found out later it was. There were a couple of people took pictures and asked for autographs. But yeah, I don't think anybody. Well, maybe somebody was groomed to be the next Shirley Temple, but it didn't work. Whoever it was, because
no, hard act to follow.
It was a real hard act to follow. Brian, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take a
Keith.
Break. Keith, I'm sorry, that was Keith. Brian, thank you, too, because I know you were before Keith. I'm going to do one more. I know I'm late. I'm in the mood to be late today. Let's talk to Jay, then we'll break. Hello, Jay.
Hi, Frank. I'm aiming to see you.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
I'm calling about that whole Lawrence Fishburne, Samuel L. Jackson thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to it, at the beginning, he starts his question talking about the Marvel thing, and then he goes and asks about the Super Bowl commercial. There was a Captain America commercial that Samuel L. Jackson was in during the Super Bowl. I'm not convinced that's what he was talking about, and he just turned into a big sissy when he started jumping on him and wouldn't stand up for himself.
No,
because he apologized right away because he was stumped when he said, what commercial?
And he wouldn't have referenced a past Super Bowl commercial from years past.
This year it was on.
So, wait a minute, Samuel L. Jackson was in a Super Bowl commercial that aired this year?
Well, he plays Nick Fury, right?
He plays Nick Fury, and he was in the commercial. He was on during the Super Bowl this year. The guy was asking about you're affiliated with Marvel. You had your Super Bowl commercial, and then he went off the handle and lost his mind a little bit because.
Well, I didn't even realize. I didn't even realize Jackson was in a commercial that ran during this past Super Bowl.
He was in a commercial during this year's Super Bowl.
Well, then you've got to.
But he seemed stumped right
later
away.
Later on, they played his apology. The guy actually apologized publicly and asked. Or he said, "I hope I didn't offend anybody by my comments and my actions. It was a mistake, and I don't know. It was just ridiculous."
Yeah, it was ridiculous, and that's all it was.
So overly politically correct anymore. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, not us. Stay with us. Stay with this show. You'll never hear that.
Yeah, I will. All right. Bye, Fionn.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jay.
Bye, Jay.
And he only said goodbye to you. I don't know.
That's my buddy, Jay.
That's your buddy, Jay. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We will continue to take your calls. This is a wide-open day today, so it's yours. You've never been on the radio? You want people to hear you? Call. We don't care. If the only reason you call is, go ahead, I just wanted to be on the radio. That's us. That's how loose we are. First Community Credit Union's where I do my banking. You know, I get letters from, let me read you an example of an email I got, and I get hundreds like this. Dear Frank, I want to be more like you. What are some things that I could do so that I could feel like I'm more like Frank O'Pinion? I drive a car from Landoff, and they go on to have American Equity Mortgage. We took out a home together. Is there anything else? Well, yes, there is. Thank you so much for writing, Tim. One of the things that you could do is you could change where you do your banking. Now, you could have plastic surgery to look like me, but you'd have to have them take all your hair off, and you have to put some age spots on. You don't go through all that. But you can bank at First Community Credit Union. It's easy to do. You go into your place where you bank now, and you say, I'm closing out my accounts. And then they're going to want to know why. They're going to act, oh, my goodness, is there anything we can do to keep your business? Say, no. No. I'm moving to First Community Credit Union because I'm AM and the PM. And if they say, what does that mean? You should be glad you're out of there. If they didn't even know what that meant, that tells you everything you need to know about the place you used to bank. We're inviting you to join us. Do your banking at First Community Credit Union for lots of reasons we don't even have time to go into. But the big ones, the ones you should care about, are things like competitive rates, whether it's money you're saving or money you're borrowing. Things like service and level of service. The fact that they're not for profit. Banks are there for profit, and the owners split up the profit at the end of the year. First Community Credit Union is non-profit. So the profit that's made stays in the credit union so that there's plenty for people to borrow who need to borrow money who are members. And that's the other thing. You're not a member of your bank. You're a customer. And sometimes more of a number than a customer. First Community Credit Union, you're a member. You belong to the credit union. Just sounds better, doesn't it? Because the members own the credit union. And it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I hope that's enough to make you interested enough to go to their website, and their website is firstcommunity.com. Meep, meep.
Let's see how the roads look in checking with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, all in all, the roads look pretty good, except for northbound 270. You have an accident right underneath the overpass. It looks like the right lane is blocked. That's northbound 270 at Gravois. But the slowdown I see is on southbound 270, and that's running heavy and slow between Highway 44 through Gravois. Things open up after that through Tesson Ferry and Highway 55. And right now, just a little more volume getting going between Hampton and McCausland on westbound 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
He's brought to you the most exciting moments in Mizzou history. He was named the Missouri Sportscaster of the Year from the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association. He is Mike Kelly, and tomorrow he's sitting in while McGraw's away. Mike Kelly, guest hosting the McGraw Show, 6 till 10 tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS.
stress. Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob, they're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care or BowenDentalCare.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
There's nothing like a well-made steak, especially one from Prime 1000 Restaurant on Washington Avenue. They're known for steaks, chicken kebabs, burger sliders, and lunch menu items like their real authentic Cuban sandwich with banana mustard, or an outstanding burger with bacon, pepper jack cheese, and homemade barbecue sauce on a locally baked pretzel bun. Hungry yet? Head to Prime 1000, 1000 Washington Avenue, and tickle your taste buds in a progressively innovative atmosphere that's modern and fun. Prime1000.com.
For three generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. The operative word is fresh. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large conglomerate groups. Top area restaurants know Kuna Food Service is the place to go at KunaFoodService.com.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 22-14 excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
What is all this dizzy, busy hustling for? People running helter-skelter on their way. What is all this hazy, crazy bustling for? No time to notice it's a sunny day. Why don't to take a vacation. Looks like you've got to have relaxation. Oh, come on, forget your troubles for a while. Why don't you try to feel like I do? If I had one wish to make, this is the wish that I choose. I bought an old straw hat, a suit of overalls, and worn out pair of shoes.
Can't believe I know this song. Shirley Temple, who retired from films at 21. And most of the money, most of the money she made, she lost. Made a fortune, but her dad.
Another one of those child actors where she didn't get any of the money.
Well, she couldn't. She was a little bitty kid, and her dad managed the money, and her dad got a lot of bad financial advice. And her dad was a bank manager. You'd think that, you know, he would know better. The other thing I found interesting was she was on the board of directors of the Walt Disney Corporation and Del Monte Foods, and obviously involved in politics. But what I thought was really interesting was that when she married this guy, Charles Alden Black, and she became known as Shirley Temple Black. He, by the way, was her third husband. At 18, she married an Army Air Corps sergeant, John Agar Jr. That lasted 4 years. They had a daughter. And when she was 21, she married at 18, this first husband. Then at 21, she marries this Charles Black. After knowing him 12 days, and it lasted 55 years. But what I found really interesting was he said that he had never, ever seen one of her films. Sorry. That's almost impossible. You know what that reminds me of? Remember that peg leg Heather Mills that ruined Paul McCartney's life for a while?
Yeah.
She didn't know anything about the Beatles. She'd never heard of Beatles. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Come on.
How can you not know anything about music? You would have had to lived in a cave.
Yeah, you know what that's almost like? That's like somebody saying, who is this Jesus? I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Really.
She just said that so it made her seem that she wasn't into him for his money.
Yeah, it's almost, you know what? That should have been a red flag that sometimes you can take something so far it's ridiculous. If she had said, you know what, I never was a really big Beatles fan. I certainly know who they are.
Paul,
but that
should have been a red flag.
Yeah, you
Paul.
Don't say, I never heard a Beatles song. Come on, are you kidding me?
You've never heard of a song
that
I've
written? Hey, did you see that baby he's got now? Who's his wife?
I didn't think she's that attractive.
I did. I thought she was really pretty. But this guy Black, he was an assistant to the head of the Hawaiian Pineapple Company, said he had never seen one of her films. I don't know. I don't know how you escape that. They had a son and a daughter, and you know you would think, well, they're set for life with all her money, but there's no money. She, you know, as a kid, you're not going to manage your own funds, and sometimes the parents don't do a very good job of it, and that's what happened with her. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that we may or may not have known. She died at a town near San Francisco, 85. And they said that one of the reasons she was so successful as a kid was after the Depression that people wanted to be cheered up. They fell in love with Shirley Temple and Rin Tin Tin. You know, pets, puppies, kids. Those were things that made everybody happy. First movie in 1934 was Bright Eyes, then Curly Top, and then Heidi. And that she was one of the very first movie stars of any age to turn screen success into merchandising with dolls and clothing.
Man. Yeah.
And here's something we forget about, but we all have heard of it. How many movie stars have a drink named after them? You mean how many times people have ordered Shirley Temple? I'll take a Shirley Temple.
And isn't that's not no alcohol? That's like 7-Up and grenadine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what a Shirley Temple. I just know it's non-alcoholic.
Yeah, it's 7-Up and grenadine.
And the former bartender peon, is that right? Is it 7-Up and grenadine?
It's actually pretty good.
Or a kiddie cocktail is what we used to call it.
When she was 6 years old, She was earning $1,000 a week. She got 16,000 fan letters a month, and she was bigger at the box office than Clark Gable when she was six. And if you missed it earlier, we said she retired at 21. In 1999, the American Film Institute ranked the top 50 screen legends of all time, and she's in that. It's 25 men, 25 women, and she's in that that top 50. So Shirley Temple, who Dan didn't even know was still alive.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought she would have been older than 85, too.
Yeah, I agree. I would have thought 90.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But I could watch a Shirley Temple movie tomorrow and enjoy it. And that's one of those, it's one of those things, I say the same thing about the Little Rascals or Our Gang, same group of, Spanky and those people.
Yeah.
You put a kid in front of a TV now and show them one of those movies, they'll laugh like crazy.
Yeah.
It's still funny. It just is. There's nothing that's really dated about it.
Our Gang is so politically incorrect now.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? Buckwheat? Oh, yeah. It absolutely is politically incorrect. But you know, those kids in Our Gang.
Wasn't Robert Blake one of them?
He was in a few episodes for a while. Those kids were very talented, too. They really were. I mean, they're the closest thing, a few of them, to Shirley Temple that I've ever seen. Are these calls still current on here?
Yes.
Let's take a couple of these calls. Bill's up first. Bill, how are you?
Mike, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Two quick things. One is a movie I would suggest that you would see, and it'd be called Prisoner.
Okay.
Awesome movie from beginning to end. And
is it an old movie or a recent movie?
No, it's a recent one, I think.
Recent, yeah. Just been released on videotape, and so it's on pay-per-view or Redbox.
Is it Prisoner or Prisoners plural?
It might be plural.
I saw it.
Oh,
terrific movie.
Two girls, yes.
Yes, the girls abducted. Yeah, great, great movie.
Great movie.
Edge of your seat movie.
The whole movie, yeah, exactly right.
No, I agree with you. It was terrific.
The other thing is that I want to say that Johnny Landa stole something that I used to say all the time for me.
What's that?
1966, I bought a new Chevelle Supersport from Johnny Landa Chevrolet.
Wow.
You.
Just got out of the Marine Corps. I loved it. And I learned how to drive a four-speed on that car. Within about 6 months, very quickly, all the synchronizers were out of it because I just didn't know how to drive a four-speed very well, and I was racing it. So I took it in for service, and they called me, and they said, you got to come in here and look at this. So I go inside and into the shop, and there's my transmission on somebody's workbench, and it's all in pieces. And they said, you've been racing this car, haven't you? And I said, you got to be kidding me. And I was, and all of a sudden they said, you're going to have to pay for this on a brand new car with a warranty. And they said, tell you what, we'll fix it this time, but don't bring it back.
Little John paid.
Well, now here's the problem. Here's the problem. You said that your comment was, you've got to be kidding me. His is, are you kidding me? Not exactly the same.
He says he changed it around a little bit.
He changed it. Yeah, he changed it so he wouldn't have to pay you, probably.
That's it.
But you got to use his voice. Are you kidding me? That's
right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So close, but not quite.
Not quite enough. Okay. Yeah.
Do you still race? Do you still race your car?
Boy, I wish I had two of them. Yes, exactly. I don't.
Yeah. Don't you wish you'd kept that car?
It's unbelievable, Frank. So many of them. So many of them through the years. I know you've been there, too.
I would. You know what? My first car was a Datsun 510 sedan, and I've said this many times. If I could find a restored to like new Datsun 510 sedan, 1969, same color, I'd buy that car. There'd just be something about sitting in the very car that I sat in when I met my wife that I drove.
Yeah,
Yeah. I don't know. Nobody will understand that till you get to be 40, 50 years old. But something about it.
You walk into the dealer and you go back to the shop, and there it is, brand new car ordered with all your options on it. It's unbelievable.
It's an exciting day. It just is.
You look back and you see all the cars that you owned, and you want to have all those cars fully restored back, and then you look back and see all the toys that you had, and you want to have all your toys fully restored.
Baseball cards.
Oh, yeah, and baseball
cards.
That's
right.
Yeah, actually, what you want is your youth back.
Yes.
That's what you want.
That's exactly it.
Bill, thanks for the call.
Gentlemen, thank you. Have a good day.
Was that Bill or Jim?
Yes.
Who was that?
Bill.
Right. Let me, look at the time. My Datsun was a demo, and it was $2,525, brand new, just a demo. And real quickly, and I've told this before, it was Ed DeBrecht was the dealer in, I think, South County, and they sold Datsun and Volvo. Datsun made by Nissan, which just eventually became Nissan. And there was a new Volvo. The Volvo was new to the United States, and my dad walked over. He was with me because he had the sign for me. And he walked over and he looked at this car, and he asked the salesman, he says, "What is that?" And the guy says, "A Volvo." And then my dad said, "What's that?" And he said, "It's a Swedish car. It's a new import." And my dad walked over and looked at the sticker, and the window sticker, loaded. This was loaded. $4,000. I'll never forget my dad said. My dad said, "You must be kidding." He said, "You expect to sell a car and have somebody?" No, he said, "Nobody will ever pay $4,000 for a car." And I'll never forget that. And now, my goodness, it's laughable when you look, especially like mine. $2,525 for a brand new car with just a few miles on it. We'll come back next hour, talk about whatever you want, because it's Tuesday, and we're going to treat it like a Thursday. Matheny Heating and Cooling might experience the might be going to a little depression tailspin here late this week into next week, because it's going to be about 50, and they've become very accustomed to real cold weather that's a strain on your heating system. They love it when that happens. It's not over. This winter is not finished with us. So if you're not sure whether or not your system is capable of keeping up with the next round of this mess, get the folks at Matheny out. Or if it was struggling, if it was only getting to a certain temperature, there's something not right, get them out there. Because you know what? You're going to pay. And, you know, heat pumps have an emergency heat setting. And what that does is it kicks into all electric. And it will spin that electric meter off the wall. You don't want that. You want that thing functioning properly. Matheny. 71 years in business. St. Louis County and almost all of St. Charles County, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. Please don't go away. Next hour's all yours. 4 o'clock at the Big 5.
From ABC News.